Welcome to Flip the Script, a mental health podcast. I'm your host, Jana Cohn. Whether you know the darkness of depression yourself or have supported someone in their pain, you've come to the right place. My mission is to empower you to take control of your mental health because nothing else in this entire world matters more. If you're listening in the midst of depression right now, I hope this show gives you assurance that you are not alone and that life doesn't have to be so hard. But you must first desire to feel better and get better. This podcast is a step in the right direction. If you're listening because you're walking alongside someone dealing with depression, thank you. You can always find me on Instagram at jana.cohn and be sure you're subscribed to my email list in the show notes so you never miss an episode. Together, we can flip the script on mental health. Enjoy. We're back for episode 2 of Flip the Script. And y'all, I will be honest, you will always find me on this podcast showing up in honest, raw, truthful form. Honestly, I don't think it is in my DNA to be any other way. And let me start by telling you this. This is the second recording of episode 2, and I want to explain to you why. I recorded episode 2 about 5 days ago. And the title was going to be What Depression Feels Like. And I asked on my Instagram, if you don't follow me, I am jana.cohn. I will put that also in the show notes. But a few weeks ago, I asked on my Instagram, if you have struggled with depression or know someone who has, how would you describe what it feels like? And the answers that I received were numerous. And the answers are raw. And if you suffer with depression at all, you are going to feel like this episode is a straight shot to the heart. And if you're listening because you do not suffer from depression personally, but you are attempting to understand someone in your life that you love that does suffer with depression, I hope that this episode will give you some clarity and insight into the actual feelings around depression. And it is hard to describe because it is such a deep emotion. And a lot of times when we try to describe something, we think we're describing it to people who cannot relate. And so we feel a little at a loss for words. So I recorded the episode and went through the submissions and some of my own description words for what depression feels like. I recorded it, felt good about it, but for some reason, something felt incomplete. It was a gut feeling, and I pay attention to those gut feelings. And now, many days later, I know why. Because when I recorded that episode, I was feeling pretty good. If you suffer from depression, you know, there is never a cure. There's never a time that it completely goes away. You have good periods of time and then it resurfaces. I've often referred to my depression as that bitch over time in my life that has come back over and over again, and it is incredibly frustrating. So when I recorded episode 2 originally, I was feeling pretty good. And I was describing how depression feels, and then it was as if the universe said, You just recorded that. I'm going to make you feel it again to be sure everything you're sharing is exactly how it feels. And when I tell you that I am hopefully crawling out of about a 3-4 day hole of feeling the depths of depression, I am crawling out of that hole. And I share this in, you know, real time as I'm going through it on my Instagram stories. It's a little easier to share in real time versus a podcast episode there. And it's interesting because when you have built a platform per se on mental health and you have a podcast and a presence on social media around mental health and offering depression support, it is very easy to think, okay, I have to have this figured out. I have to know what depression is, how to move through it, and how to move on from it. And I have to present as that perfect person. And what I have realized is that having a platform around depression, because you are one who actually suffers from depression, not one that has just studied depression or has counseled people who go through depression, but being actually the one who walks through depression, it gives me such incredible insight to be able to speak to it, to the heart, to speak to those who suffer with it from someone who suffers from it. So the past 3-4 days, when I tell you, my body felt physically crippled to get out of bed, that would be the most accurate description that I can tell you. It was wild. And not every time I've gone through periods of depression has it felt like that. And that's what I will say to anyone who suffers with depression. It doesn't feel the same every time you go through a spout. And it felt like there were days where all I wanted to do was sleep. And I had to make myself get out of bed. And that was hard. And I have learned that you learn to live with depression. And there is no cure to it. And the things that you learn to help fight the depression, the therapy, the counseling, the breathing techniques, the ketamine, the medications, the microdosing, whatever it is, whatever your modality of treatment is, those things help you. So depression, anxiety, whatever your mental health thing is. And I read this on Instagram somewhere, so I cannot be credited for this analogy, but I thought, whew, that is good. Depression and anxiety is like riding a bull, and that bull will drive you. You've seen those mechanical bulls, right? So the depression or anxiety or whatever it is like riding a bull, and that bull will drive you. But the therapies, whatever you do to help fight the depression, the medication, whatever it is, that helps you ride the bull and battle it. That helps you to hang on. It doesn't mean that the bull ever stops, but that helps you. So for me, when I am in those low periods of time of depression, what comes up for me, and I think this is why I had to go through that after I recorded the first version of this episode, to come back and record it again, because I had to be like, no, I have to go to that place right now. I have to go there in order to come back and tell about it. When you go through those periods of time, It is scary. It is scary because you feel like everything you've done up to this point, whatever therapies you've tried, for me, IV ketamine, ketamine nasal spray, microdosing, I'm on an antidepressant, I've tried a handful of antidepressants, I've seen therapists, psychiatrists, all the things. I've built a freaking platform around mental health, and I still don't have it figured out. It is very scary because you start to question, has all of this been for nothing? Have I spent all this time and effort trying to figure this out, trying to get better? Have I spent all this freaking money? Because our society, our insurance system, which is a whole nother tangent, doesn't cover shit when it comes to mental health treatment. So when you spent all this time, effort, money, energy, and you fall back into that pit, you question, has all of this been for nothing? And it is a very hopeless feeling of frustration and, dare I say it, a little bit of anger, because you think, like, I'm doing all the things and I'm still suffering. I'm still suffering. And so learning to ride those waves and to see it for what it is, and that it is a low, and then you will have a high, and then you might have a low again. But all I want is the freaking consistent good days. I don't want to ride the wave. I don't want to go the highs, the lows. I just want to have consistent good days. And so that subconscious piece of your mind kicks in where you think all of this has been for nothing. And you fear the regression, and it is a spiral of thinking, oh, here we are again. How long is this going to last? And so when I started coming out of it a day or so ago, I just had to remind myself, like, my good days outweigh the bad. They do. But when you are in those bad days, it feels like all you deal with is the bad. And so reminding yourself your good days outweigh the bad, and to have your people that support you know what you're going through, know how you're feeling, is super helpful. And so I want to share something else with you, is that, you know, this fall when I started really looking into non-traditional ways to treat my depression and came upon ketamine and microdosing, and you read about psychedelics like ayahuasca and iboga and all of these different outside of the box modalities, I started finding these people, like what you seek, you will find. I started finding these people who had platforms that were into the non-traditional side of therapy. And one of these people that I found, his name is Aubrey Marcus. And he said a quote. This was in a podcast recording that he did with the Almost 30 podcast. And I wrote it down because it touched me so deeply. And I want to read this to you because I feel like it speaks to my purpose here. And I'm going to share with you the many descriptions and visuals that I have written and people have submitted for what depression feels like. And I want to say to you again, if you are listening to this because you have someone in your life that suffers with depression, hang on with me here, because I'm going to try to paint the picture as best I can for you. And this is the quote from Aubrey Marcus that I want to share with you. I feel the pain is real from everybody else in the world. And so I'm going to go down and meet them in their pain. It's an honor. It's an honor to those who are hurting to feel their pain. The response to outrageous pain is outrageous love. But first, we have to feel the people that we are going to help. And I have that quote written down sloppily on a piece of paper. And it speaks to me so deeply. So I'm going to share with you the descriptions. The first ones I'm going to read are how I personally describe depression. And then I'm going to read to you several things that were submitted to me from many of you listening of what depression feels like. And I'm going to give you some visuals too. Oh, here we go. It's pretty raw. It's pretty dark. So you've been warned. Depression feels impossible to shake. Depression is a mental hell. It leaves you wondering why the hell you are so depressed and why this creation of a life seems to be happening all around you. It feels like part of yourself is present at the moment. You're very aware in yourself that like you are depressed, you are in a low at the moment. But another part of you is living outside of yourself in another dimension of sadness. It is a constant state of questioning what is wrong with you. It is losing interest, but not only losing interest, but actually stopping to care about anything that once interested you. It is a numbness. It is intangible. It is the intangible distance between you and the world around you. I think of it sometimes as a glass shield or glass pane in front of me, or being inside of a clear balloon and seeing life going on all around you. And you can see it, you can smell it, you can actively participate in it sometimes, but you know you are not there in that moment. It is feeling like the smallest task take an ungodly amount of effort that you don't even have the energy for, nor really even give a shit about. You just don't really care. It feels like something is specifically wrong with you because everyone and everything else around you seems to be operating just fine. It is believing that it's just you who cannot handle life. It feels like your brain has been paralyzed and removed from your body. You cannot get the two to connect. You feel disconnected. It can feel extremely isolating, especially if you have not shared your depression with anyone around you, whether it's your spouse, your family, your best friend, whoever is your closest person in your life. If they do not know that you are suffering with depression, you feel disconnected by 1,000 miles from them. And then you also feel guilty and shame because they don't know. And you know, if they knew you were suffering, they would want to know. And then when you tell them, it's like, sometimes people think, oh, I can't believe you didn't tell me. And then they're pissed off. And like, that's the last thing you need when you're depressed. So you feel this constant pull of being so isolated, but knowing that your people want to know, but how do you tell them? It is gray. It is like a veil shielding you from the world around you. You are constantly controlled by your thoughts. You are not controlling your thoughts. Then these I'm about to read you here were submitted on Instagram. Depression feels joyless, suffocating, like I'm in survival mode. Depression is the feeling of being stuck, isolated, and sometimes I tell myself it is incredibly selfish. Imagine living with that. This one's a good one. It is like walking in a pool full of jello and everything is slow and heavy around you. It is not so much a full consistent pain and a dull consistent lack of happiness, but a dull oppressive lack of happiness. The loneliest time, because you have no connection to others or yourself. I feel hidden, lost, and isolated. Wrapped in hopelessness is depression for me. I feel numb. It feels like you are separated by an invisible barrier from your spirit, your family, your friends, and all of your surroundings. Imagine that. It's indescribable to me. It is hopeless. It is like being alone in a crowded room. I feel so ashamed. It feels like a dark cloud of smoke that you cannot see or breathe in. You are a prisoner in your own head. Oh. I told y'all. It's not a pretty episode, right? Another visual I had, and I see this quite a bit, and I think I relate to this visual because I do consider myself a, quote, highly functioning person with depression. However, this last little stint with depression that I had where I felt paralyzed to my freaking bed, I would not describe myself as highly functioning during that time. But the majority of my battle with depression has been while I have seemingly lived a very highly functioning life, coupled with the depression. So the visual for me was like you see this little duck floating on the water. And from the outside, looking at the duck, all you see is like this pretty pond, stream, lake, whatever, pretty background. Everything's beautiful. And you see this little duck just floating along. But underwater, it is like, and its little feet are just going 1,000 miles an hour. And only you know that. But from the outside looking in, all you see is that pretty little duck floating along. Another visual would be being in the bottom of a well, looking up. So you're in the bottom of a well, super dark, below the earth's surface, looking up, and you just see this tiny opening of the window to the world, but it is so far away. And you see it, you know it's there, but it seems so far away and unattainable. And you feel so far removed and so distanced. That is what depression feels like. And so another question that I wanted to talk about here is the question of, is depression even real? There are people, I've met them, that do not believe that depression is actually real. They think it is made up in our head, or it is only a result of certain pieces of trauma that we need to deal with, and once we deal with that trauma, we'll be over the depression. And I do believe that there is some truth to that piece. However, the belief that depression is not real is the most asinine thing I have ever heard. And the majority, I would bet, of people that are walking around saying like depression isn't real, or they say like you just need to read your Bible more, or you just need to get in a church, or you just need to get in therapy, you need to exercise more, you should get outside and get some fresh air. Focus on all of this that you have to be thankful and grateful for. Look at this life around you. You have everything you ever wished and hoped for one day. I would be willing to bet the people that say depression is not real have never suffered with depression themselves. Period. I would put money on it. So if you are one of those people, please hear me. For the person in your life that is dealing with depression, their depression is as real as a scrape you can see on your knee or a broken limb that you have to put a cast on. It is so real, and if it weren't real, then there wouldn't be medications that actually worked. There wouldn't be therapies that actually work. I could go on and on and on about that. But when I tell you depression is real, trust me when I tell you, not a single person that has depression would ever wish it on their worst enemy. I get so angry sometimes and frustrated when I am feeling depressed because I think, why me? Why do I have to deal with this? Why I've done all of this? Why me? I know I have a good life. I know I have so much to be thankful for. I know this, but you cannot escape the depression that is in your head and that trickles through every bone and every fiber of your body. Depression is real. So I want to say to you, if you are suffering with depression and you resonate with everything I just described, or you are listening to this because there is someone in your life that you love and care for that you suspect may be depressed, here are some tips. These are your takeaways for what I want you to do about it. One, if you are feeling depressed and no one around you knows, you have not told anyone, perhaps this is the first time you've ever dealt with any depression, or it's the 12th time you've ever dealt with depression, you must tell someone. You must tell someone who is a safe person to you. Brené Brown coined the phrase square squad. And if you think, oh my God, who could I tell? The thought of even telling someone and like confessing your depression feels like I would rather freaking not. Then what I want you to do, and you can just look up Brené Brown Square Squad and read all about her premise behind this, but I want you to think of a few people. And the square squad is basically taking a 1-inch by 1-inch post-it note, square piece of paper. And I want you to write the names of the people on there that you actually care about their opinions of you. It does not matter who they are and their relationship to you. It does not matter who they are. I want you to write the names of the people who you actually care about what they think of you. Because when you are in a place of depression and it is all consuming, it is very difficult to see the forest for the trees. So I want you to write down the names of the people that you actually really care about what they think of you. And you will realize there are fewer names than you could imagine. And I want you to pick one person on that list. And I want you to go to them and I want you to tell them, you are a safe person to me. And I want you to know that I am really feeling low and I think that I might be depressed, or I am depressed. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know where this is coming from, but I want you to know that I'm depressed. That is your first step. You have got to tell someone. And if you have someone in your life that you suspect is depressed, you must address the elephant in the room. Please. Please address the elephant in the room. If you love and care for that person and you believe that they are suffering with depression, I beg of you to lovingly address the elephant in the room. You can say something as simple as, I sense that you might be hurting or might be feeling low or going through a dark time. I want you to know that I love you and support you. And I will do whatever I can to help you because I love you and I want you to know that I'm here for you. You have got to let your people know that you are there for them, and you have got to address the elephant in the room, because you know what happens? You know what happens if you don't? Things escalate and things get worse and worse and worse. And sometimes something tragic happens. You don't want to be that person. Address the elephant in the room in a kind and loving way. Number two, if you are depressed, I want you to know this does not last forever. 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 And I want you to commit to actually doing something about it. Because that, therein lies the key. It is one thing to feel depressed and to know you are depressed and to relate to all the things I just explained and to read the books and find the people and watch the documentaries and find the things online that you resonate with of like, yes, I am so depressed. It is one thing to do that and to recognize it. Recognizing it is the first step. But two, you have got to commit to doing something about it. You have got to want to feel better. You have got to want to get out of this rut. You have to put the pedal to the metal and fight like hell to get out of it. And you can, and you will. And you will first feel empowered to get out of it and want to get out of it when you share it with someone. And two, you have to decide, I want to get through this. I want to fight through it. I want to research treatments, therapists, counselors, whatever. You have got to make a commitment to yourself and your mental health that you will do something about it. And if you do not know even where to begin to start to look for a therapist or treatment, and you don't know even the first person that you would go to and talk to about it, or maybe you go to someone and talk to about it, and neither one of you are like, I don't even know where to begin to get you help with this. There are so many resources out there local to you. And that is the purpose of my entire podcast, platform, Instagram. I am here. I see myself sort of as a consultant, not a consultant. I don't really like that word, but a mentor is probably a better word, of helping you navigate where to go, because there are lots of options. There are so many options, and sometimes just finding that first resource, that first step, can pave the way for everything to come. So if you have told someone or you have not told someone and you are committed to taking the step to get out of it, you recognize it and you want to do something about it, reach out to me. Message me on Instagram. Let's connect. I would be honored to help you navigate. There is no judgment. There is no hidden agenda. I have been there. I have walked through it. There are options, and there is help for you. So I want to challenge you. If you are feeling depressed, and if you are even asking, you know, if you came to this episode because you feel like someone in your life is depressed, I want you to walk away and know depression is 1,000% real, and there is something that you can do about it. It is not something that you, well, I take this back. It is something that you will have to live with, but it is something that you can learn to manage, and you can manage well. And there are resources available to you, but you have to decide, and you have to take that first step. And you have to decide that you don't want to wear your depression as a label, as a diagnosis, as a badge of honor. You identify with depression. It is a piece of you, but it is not who you are. It does not define your whole life. There is help. There are options for you. And so I also promised you that I would give you an update on how I am feeling. And as I explained, I am feeling okay. And sometimes okay is okay enough. Someone reached out to me and explained, you know, when you go through a period of expansion, and they correlated that expansion for me as, you know, launching this podcast, that it's common to encounter a period of contraction soon after. And I think that that's exactly what this low point the past couple days has been for me, this contraction after this expansion. So I am coming out of that, of those gloomy few days, and I'm riding the wave to feeling pretty good. I hope I continue to feel better. I continue and make the choice to show up here, whether or not I am feeling good or I'm feeling depressed, because what is the point of helping others if you only show the good times and only show the feats of when you have, you know, found the right medication or the right therapy, or there's this new thing that's helping you get through this rough spot? What's the point if you only show that and don't show the darkness and the down times? Not saying that you have to. You don't. I feel like it is part of my mission and purpose on this earth is to show others that you can still be useful and still bring something to the table when you are feeling shitty. And I know that people need that message and need to know that it's okay however they feel. And I am not a finished product. I am a constant work in progress. And I've made the decision to share that work in progress with you in real time. That's my decision. To show things as I go through them and to be unapologetic about it. And that's me. That does not mean that every person that suffers with depression is the same way. In fact, very few, I think, feel like sharing anything when they are going through any lowness. And that's understandable. And a lot of times I identify as being a highly functioning person with depression. And I think that that's been a coping mechanism, honestly, around my whole life of just having suffered with depression for so long and lived with it and just learned to live around it. Because life doesn't stop as much as sometimes we want it to. And we want to just stay in the bed and we don't really want to do much of anything. Sometimes we don't even want to wash our face or brush our teeth or fix anything to eat because it just requires too much energy. There are times when we're not highly functioning. And for some people, their depression is all-encompassing, low functioning, and that's okay. They are all valid types of depression. And depression is real. And I'm living through it with you right here. So, I will see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to Flip the Script, a mental health podcast. I'm your host, Jana Cohn. If you'd like to talk with me one-on-one, I have private sessions available now to book in the show notes. And please, if this episode spoke to you in any way and you want to join me in flipping the script on mental health issues, the best thing you can do is leave a review on whatever platform you're listening from, or take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and share to your social media. I'd also love to connect with you in the DMs on Instagram at jana.cohn. In the show notes, you can subscribe to my email list and never miss an episode. I'll see you here next time on Flip the Script.